In the moment that you own a piece of real estate, first of all, you don't need to do large investment. You can go in with something small, and you can use the value of these things, of this asset, in all the other.
Welcome to ConcreteVille Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many until now. ConcreteVille, CVLD, is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain technology. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape and invest in real estate like never before. Invest today at ConcreteVille.org. ConcreteVille, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce my guest tonight. His name is Roberto Capodieci, and he is an expert voice in the field of blockchain decentralization. Roberto's Blockchain Zoo specializes in decentralized applications, and we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Roberto Capodieci. How are you doing today, Roberto?
Doing good. Hello, and thank you for having me in your show.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to ask all of our guests this question to start off. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Yeah, it is a fascinating evolution of decentralized finance in general. The possibility to tokenize real-world assets. And this is need to be supported by regulators because every country has its own laws and its own limits. Somehow there are turnaround. Somehow there are like a company that can be as a proxy to do this. There are countries like in Germany where the government allow people to tokenize real estate directly, so it's recognized by the government, the tokenization. I find it beautiful because in the moment that you own a piece of real estate, first of all, you don't need to do large investment. You can go in with something small, and you can use the value of these things, of this asset, in all the other rest of offering that decentralized finance allow you. So to take a loan, you can give it as a counter value, rather than, like create liquidity in other places, et cetera, et cetera. So it's beautiful, and it's beautiful that in a certain level, it removes any middleman. People in the world of crypto used to say, to the moon, Lambo, Lambo, they're gonna buy a Lamborghini. Somebody made a post that made me thinking still years ago, and it says it's not Lambo, but I purchased the family car thanks to DeFi. I give some crypto as a guarantee. I pay the monthly my loan, and nobody ever asked my ID, my documents, nothing. I did it anonymously, and it's all. It's all managed by mathematics and rules that are now government rules, but are rules of math. The only downside was, could my 90 years old mom be able to access this? Because she will go to the bank and talk with those people. And so the evolution that we are living now is that there are companies and people that allow also the uneducated, if you want, in terms of crypto people to access these services, which is a very beautiful thing, I guess.
Yes, for sure. I love the idea of tokenized real estate specifically because it's sort of like owning not only the property, so you get the appreciation from the property itself, but you also get the appreciation from the crypto side of things. And it's like a stock, so it's very liquid, whereas obviously owning real estate can lock up your assets. Tell me a little bit about what your company, Blockchain Zoo, does as far as decentralization and applications.
We do the technology side of these things. So we are the people that build the technology that allow things like tokenized real estate to exist. So we create custom or, sometimes really custom layer one. So custom nodes for custom blockchain to do different things. You talk about tokenization of assets that are in real world. We did a project to tokenize resources. racehorse is an asset that changes his status and value on his life because it costs money even before he's born, because you need to find
Yes.
a stallion and a mare to have the baby. Then there is veterinary cost. Then he start doing training. Then he start racing. So he start
Yeah.
bringing in income. And all those set of rules change with his age. Let's say in a real estate organization, if there is the idea of somebody to buy a plot of land to build something, it will be very similar. So the investor comes in at the moment of purchasing plot of land, other investor can come in the moment of building. So how is regulated that everybody has their own correct share when you start selling those real estate, for example. So we
Yeah.
will build tools, either smart contract on top of EMV blockchain or really just blockchain dedicated to these things with all the transaction type and all the mathematics to allow these sort of things to exist.
Yes, for sure. So what we're wanting to do with the CBLD is specifically help syndications, real estate syndications that own commercial properties tokenize their commercial properties. Because a lot of times their investors don't like to wait the 5 to 7 years it takes to get their money out. Even though they're getting the monthly rents, things like that, they want their big lump sum to be liquid. So we allow that with tokenization of their properties. Now, obviously, with know your customer and anti-money laundering, crypto values its anonymity. What do you say about that as far as being able to know your customer and still provide the anonymity of the crypto investor?
There is a bridge to cross between the two worlds, I think,
Yeah.
and it's really something that it goes on one side is obviously you need to respect the law because if you don't, you are a criminal, and as a criminal, you get the consequences of it. On the other side, there is the ideology of the fact that everybody should be free to reach services, opportunities, etc. Sometime when an action is taken bottom up, so if tomorrow 2 million people are joining without following the regulation, regulators need to start looking at that and regulate that in a way that is not harming to the system, because you cannot have 2 million criminals to arrest in one day.
Right.
So adoption from the bottom in those gray areas, because sometimes there is not even a law that says this is wrong, as if there is no one that says this is good. So you sit in an area that tomorrow can be regulated, today is not. Regulator need to come in with something that is okay for everybody. So I saw this happening in many cases. I love the idea that we shouldn't have to respect the rules, mostly sometimes made from people that don't really understand what they're regulating. Not because they are bad, but just because it's quite complex sometimes to understand that aspect of things. So my take is that most probably a lot of these things are going to be okay. The model where the government sees they can make some money, they just pose a sort of taxation in the process, because that's what they care most at a certain point. Every time they say your own risk, do it and don't come complain to us if something goes bad.
Right. Which is what's happening right now in crypto, really.
Absolutely. It depends on the country. Again, each country has its own approach to these things,
For sure. What do you believe that specifically for real estate, do you believe that the crypto investor will understand, for example, if they want to do deals in the United States where the know your customer and anti-money laundering laws are already in place, do you think that the crypto investor will be understanding of having to provide their name and email address and things like that?
The case is that they will use a proxy if they don't want to release their own information. Because the beauty of this thing is that it's only the last foot that is the one that has to identify. Everything that happened behind is not even possible unless there is a specific investigation in tracking down one person, because it's like it's a hidden universe. All those who belongs this account to who and how is not really regulated, nor can be regulated, because you cannot regulate mathematics. In the past, Americans were the most unbanked when it came to crypto because the regulation there were very strict. And now with Trump, is all open and it's fantastic under this aspect. But I had a lot of American friends coming to me asking if they could invest in ICO or something through me because I was Italian. I don't, you know, even though they were not living in the United States, because an American person that it doesn't live in the United States is still has to respond both to taxation and regulation of the United States.
Gotcha. Yes,
Many
for
other country,
sure.
when you are outside, I don't have to give any tax to Italy because I'm resident of Indonesia and I pay my taxes here. So this change based on nationality. So I saw that many people that can't or don't want, they easily use a proxy to reach what they want to do. If there is to make good money, why not? They will do it anyway. Yeah.
Okay, so it would not be a deterrent to any crypto investors if
Maybe
we
for
pass
some
something.
people. Like now in Europe, they put a silly taxation on crypto. I have friends that own, you know, dozen or hundreds of Bitcoin, and they're poor because they are so terrorized to link their asset in the crypto to actual person and lose like half of them out of in taxes. So they really need to find the means to make liquid out of this Bitcoin without going through an exchange because of the exchange regulators. There are situations that are still not clear, but many people change their residency to country like Dubai, where there is free taxation in exchange of your crypto just to do this because in Europe they cannot or they will fall into. It is strange because internet and all that happen online is just one universe, one single country, but then the people that use it are actually splitting countries. It is something that is interesting to observe.
Okay. Well, this was a fascinating conversation. How can our viewers learn more about what you do? And specifically, what would they be contacting you for if they want like an application specifically?
Yeah, if there is to do an analysis and a study, an analysis of a business model where decentralization blockchain is involved, that's what I do personally. If there is to build a solution that is decentralized, that's what my company does. To contact me, my website as a short link is rcx.it. So that goes straight to my website. In my
Wonderful.
LinkedIn handle is RC10. So the classic LinkedIn.com/IN/RC10.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Roberto. This was a fascinating conversation. I think our viewers learned a lot today. Just to tie it really a nice little bow, we talked a lot about real estate and crypto and the intersection of the two. I wanted to just let our viewers know where they can find Concrete Build, and that's concretebuild.org. And again, Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.